Yesterday, we had found out that Optus was hit with a cyber attack. They put out a media release to say they'd been compromised and lots of customer information had been taken. Millions of people affected by this. So we thought we'd get a tech expert on to give us a bit more information on what this is all about. Trevor Long from the Today Show joins us right now. How are you, Trevor?
I'm very well. Early morning, but this is one of the biggest stories in a very long time. In fact, I'm prepared to say this is the biggest cyber attack on an Australian company affecting Australians we've ever seen. There's been other attacks, there's been other problems, and they have crippled businesses, no doubt. But the difference here is the actual exposing of data. So where cyber attacks before have maybe brought down a company in terms of like it might not be able to operate for a few days or hours, this has had no effect on the business of Optus, but the customer data, both current and former customers, has been exposed to the hackers.
Trev, this is nuts. So they're talking up to 9 million Aussies affected, effectively a third of the country. Just like in layman's terms, how do the cyber criminals actually even do this?
Well, look, that's the great thing. We don't know yet. And I frankly don't think we'll ever know. Obviously, there'll be investigations and there'll be a lot of talk about that. But I don't think we'll ever truly find out how it happened. But in essence, cyber criminals, hackers, spend their days trying to find a way in the same way that a physical criminal will look at a house and go, well, that window there gets left open every day. So if I go in there and just rub, so they look at these companies, they look at every aspect of them and try to find ways through into their network that are not secure.
So if you are an Optus customer or a former customer, both Cliffo and I are, like, what do we do? How do we move forward from here knowing that our information might be in the wrong hands?
It's a strange situation because there's no point in me telling you to change your password at Optus if you're a former customer or even a current customer, because here's the weird thing. They didn't get your password and they didn't get your credit card details. But what they did get is every single bit of information about you that allows them to either scam you in the future or identity fraud. And now identity fraud, all you can do is be alert, be vigilant, check your credit report for weird things that happen, like messages about, you know, applying for something. So keep vigilant about those messages. But most importantly, be very cautious from this point on about any email you receive. Because if I get an email that says, hi, Trevor, your birthday's in December and the suburb of, you know, where I live is big for bargains, I'm thinking, oh, they know me.
No, they so don't you're know right you. For scammers
they
now.
They stole your data and they pretend to know you.
Wow. I tell you what, I, for one, I'm going to be super vigilant, like watching my accounts and my emails like a
Definitely.
Hawk.
Definitely.
Because I don't know.
That's the only thing.
You're making me nervous.
Yeah, I'm nervous about that.
It's another good reminder that we do now need to, you know, do things like change our passwords, put on two-factor authentication, which is that SMS alert stuff on your password for all your accounts, because that's the best thing you can do now is take a little bit of security precautions and be vigilant about all your accounts and the emails you receive.
Trev, thanks for running through it. You can see Trevor Long on the Today Show in the mornings, and his website is everythingforthemaneftm.com. Thanks, Trev. Have a good weekend.
Pleasure.